This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. The U.S. Olympic Committee meets today, and it's expected to decide which American city will move forward with a bid to host the 2024 Summer Games. The finalists are Boston, Washington, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. The costs of putting on an Olympiad are substantial, so high that several cities have withdrawn bids for the 2022 Winter Games. So what's the return on an investment that big? Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
By now we know that hosting the Olympics usually means chaos, crowds, and eye-popping cost overruns. The 1976 Montreal Summer Olympics set the trend for budget busting.
The debts that the city incurred for the construction and hosting of the Olympic Games lasted something like 30 years.
That's Mark Conrad, a sports business professor at Fordham University. Since then, hosting the Olympics has gotten even more expensive. Sochi's Winter Games, which are usually the cheaper ones, broke all records at $50 billion. But some big events do boost the local economies of host cities. The 2012 Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida, is one. A study showed hundreds of millions of dollars were pumped into the economy. Infrastructure costs were lower, of course, but former Republican National Convention CEO Ken Jones says there's another reason things were good in Tampa.
Now, what goes on in that city at that time in a typical year? And if it's a slow period and you're going to fill up the city with people, that's good.
So aside from making a budget and actually sticking to it, it's also timing. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.